Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Negatives. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altonio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Thank the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for your peace, your presence, your power. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us again to come and give you what's due to you. You're worthy of all the praise, glory, honor, and the worship. You're worthy, you're worshipful, Lord God. And Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would touch every heart in this place on today. Touch every mind, every body, every spirit and soul. And Father, that we thank you that you've given us a word, your word, to strengthen and sustain us. And we thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit to guide and give to us what belongs to you. We thank you that you've given us the blood of Jesus that was shed for remission of sin, that covers, that cleans, cures, and connects us to you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you've been on our side and that all things work together for the good of them that love you and to the called according to your purpose. We thank you that you know what you're doing. And Lord, when we can't trace you, Lord, we trust you. Father, we thank you. And Lord God, we'll be careful to give you the glory when they are healed and delivered and set free and saved. We'll give you the praise and the honor. And we will join in with the many-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim and declare and chant one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The epistle of James. I want you to look at verse number 1, 2, 3, and 4. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 1 says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Allow me to speak into your ears from this thought, the joy of being patient. Amen. And so that if God is better than us, he's looking to teach us a lesson so we'll learn how to live the way that he wants us to live. Amen. And so our trial, the purpose of them are not for us to be punished by God, but our trials is to produce something. Our trials is to make us pure. Our trials are there to give us power, to make us patient. Amen. And so when we look at what our trials do for us, our trials give us more. We're worth more after the trial than we are before the trial. Well, you know, we got to understand that God lets even some of his best go through some things. Peter went through some stuff. Paul went through some stuff. Paul even said that I sought the Lord three times that he might take away this thorn in the flesh. In other words, this thing was aggravating me. This thing got on my last nerve. This thing was eating me up, and I prayed to God and he didn't move it. Come on. Have you ever been there? Have you ever said, I prayed about it, but it looked like it didn't get no better. I started praying about it, and looked like it got worse and worse. Oh, come on. But that is a blessing in the thorn. Amen. We need to realize what Paul said. He said that finally God spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect where you're weak. And so Paul got up and said, I still got joy. Oh, yeah, even though the messenger of Satan was sent to beat on me, I still have the joy of the Lord. Even though the messenger of Satan was sent to try to take me out, I still feel the strength of God, even though I got a thorn in my flesh. You know how it is. You've been going through a long time. You've been dealing with stuff a long time, but you still say, you know what? I'm still going to press on. I'm still going to praise God. I'm still praying. I'm still, come on and say, man, I'm still worshiping. I'm still reading his word. I'm still sharing the word. I'm still preaching the word, and I'm sick. I'm still praying for people that's sick, and I'm sick. I wish I had help. Oh, yeah, I got trouble in my life, but that doesn't stop me from doing what God wants me to do, because I'm not going on myself. I'm not going on what I think. I'm going on what I know, knowing this, that the trying of my faith, that I got to go through some stuff. God puts me in the testing mode. He puts me in the trial mode. And you know, one thing I learned about God is that when I go through my testing, you know, he teaches me all this. He instructs me. He teaches me. But then when I go through my test, and every good teacher knows that the teacher never talks during testing. Oh, come on and say amen. You say you don't hear nothing from God while you're going, I just can't hear nothing. I don't know. I don't feel like God is hearing my prayer. Well, it's because he don't have to talk while he's testing you. It's up to you to put in place the things that he's taught you up until the test. You're wondering why you're going through stuff with people. God has been testing you, and he said for you to turn the other cheek. But instead of that, you've been telling everybody how bad they've been to you so you can get some allies that will go against them. But I don't need any other allies, because I have God on my side. And so since God is testing me, I might as well keep turning this other cheek. I might as well pray for them that despitefully use me. Oh, yeah, I may as well give my enemy bread when he's hungry and water when he's thirsty. That's why you're going through stuff with people. I heard somebody say, Lord, just give me patience. Pray for me that the Lord give me patience. I said, Lord, take them through some trials. Oh, wait, I don't want no trials. I didn't ask for that. I said, you asked for patience. Well, the scripture says this. He says that knowing this, that the trying of your patience, of your faith, worketh patience. Amen? And so when we are tried in our faith, it will bring about something that we need. It'll bring about patience. Amen? And so we need to understand that this thing, the things that we go through, the trials, are not there to destroy us, but it's there to give us patience. The word patience is the word hupomone in the Greek, which means to give us steadfastness. It means to give us perseverance. That word means to overcome obstacles along the way. And along the way, you're going to go through some stuff. Along the way, you're going to have some hardships and heartaches and some pain, some heavy loads and all of this stuff. But look at this. It also means endurance. How many of us can endure hardness as a good soldier? How many of us can go through today and look like one thing after the next? We feel like Job. As soon as one person calls with bad news, look like I got some more bad news and some more bad news. And on top of the bad news, I got sick in the midst of getting the bad news. Oh, come on and say amen. But Job did not sin with his lips, but he said, he shaved his head and got down on the ground and worshiped the Lord. And he said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do I have anybody in here? Boy, y'all quiet, but it's okay. Keep being quiet. I got something for you. He says, look, this word patience not only means endurance, but it means constancy. It means to continue, or continuance. What God brings these trials of your faith for is so that you will learn how to continue through your trials, so that you'll learn how to endure through your trials, so that you will be constant in prayer, in praise, and worship through your trials. Amen? And look, these things do not come to defeat us. These things do not come to destroy us. These things do not come to discourage us, but these things come to disciple us. Let me say it one more time. These things don't come to defeat us. These things don't come to destroy us. These things don't come to discourage us, but these things come to disciple us. In other words, these things come to make us what God wants us to be. We can't do it on our own. You know that you wouldn't get on the cross by yourself. You know you wouldn't take yourself through a crucifixion. You know that you wouldn't correct yourself, because every man thinks he's right in his own heart. And so God sends trials. He sends people to take you through tests, to take you through all kind of persecution, so that you would be a disciple, so that you would grow, so that you can learn who he is. How would you know that he is Jehovah Jireh if you never had need of anything? That he'll provide it for you. How would you know that he is Jehovah Nisi, your banner, the one who fights for you, if you never had a battle that you've been in? How would you know that he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth you, if you've never ever been sick? And so God takes you through those things to teach you who he really is. He's not just your savior. He's not just your redeemer. But guess what? He's your friend. That's sticking closer than any brother. I wish I had help here. He's El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty. We need to know who he is. Amen. We need to know that he's God and he's many things to all of us. Amen. And so we need to be confident and know. That's why he says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. It brings about patience. It produces patience. And you see, you got to understand that faith and patience go together. Because the 11th chapter of Hebrews, verse 1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so when you have faith, you got to hope and wait for it to come to pass. Amen. So when you have faith, you got to have time and patience for those things to substantiate, to bring substance in your life. Amen. But you got to have faith and patience in order for this to happen. But let me give you a little bit of a different formula that might help you. But when you have faith and patience and you include praise, sometimes you'll get what you want a little earlier because of your praise. How is it? Because it's you can have faith and be patient and not praise God. But it's impossible for you to praise God and not have faith. You got to believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Anybody got a Bible with a map in the back? In that map, if you notice those lands that were divided up with the children of Israel, you'll see they're labeled Simeon and Dan and Judah. When you look at Judah, which means praise, and you look right in the heart of Judah, there's Simeon. And Simeon it implies hearing. The Bible says faith come by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So Simeon implies hearing, but right in the heart of Judah is Simeon. If you leave Simeon and go north, you'll be in Judah. If you go south, you'll be in Judah. If you go east or west, you leave Simeon, you'll be in Judah. And so what was God showing us in the map? See, that'll speak to you too. He was letting us know that if you can have faith, and at any time your faith get on the move, you'll end up in praise. If you put your faith on the move, you'll end up praising God because you'll realize how good he is. You'll realize that he has plenty for you. I wish I had some help today, that if I can just get my faith in action, if I can exercise my faith, then some things will come to pass in my life because my praise will bring it to me. I wish I had help. It's all right. It's okay. Now, he says, look. He says, now, I want you to understand that your faith worked patience. Now, we got to understand who's the father of faith. Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith. And so since Abraham is the father of faith, Sarah must be the mother of patience. Anytime you take faith, or anytime a man takes and give a woman a seed or whatever he gives her, she brings him back something better. You give her a seed, she bring you a child. You give her some eggs, she give you an omelet. Amen. Oh, come on and say amen. You give her a pot and some pans, she give you a meal. You give her some blankets, she'll make your bed. I wish I had help here today. So if you give it to her job is to make it better after you've given it to her. You shouldn't get it back the way that you gave it. Amen. And so here's Sarah, here's Abraham, the father of faith, who's enjoined in marriage with the mother who is patience. And when you put them together, they give you a promise. Who is the promise? Isaac is the promise. Isaac is the one that came forth. See, they tried to get ahead, and they went and got Hagar and said, let me get Hagar, and you get Hagar, and you can have your child. But as they waited, the Bible said that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, but he waited 25 years, and all of a sudden, here comes Isaac, after they made, as we call it, the mistake of Ishmael. But that wasn't a mistake, because there was a need for Ishmael. See, all things work together together for the good. There was a need for Ishmael. I got off a little, but you got to hear me now. There was a need for Ishmael. See, Ishmael was the persecutor of Isaac. Ishmael was the agitator of Isaac. He aggravated Isaac, and Sarah said, he got to get out of here. They sent him away, but later on, he didn't realize what was going on. A couple of generations after that, we find out that it was the Ishmaelites that walked by and got Joseph out of the pit and took him to Egypt. So, have mercy here. We need to see that all these things will work together for your good, and the trying of your faith work in patience, and all you got to do is wait on it. Wait on the Lord. Oh, come on and say amen, and he will strengthen your heart. Confident. Got to be confident. When we're confident, then God will do something. The Bible says in Hebrews 10, he says, cast not away your confidence. Don't cast your confidence away. You got confidence that God will, that God can, that he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. We need to have that confidence that he'll do it in us. We got confidence he'll do it in other people. You know how it is. I pray for everybody else, but when it comes to me, Lord, look like I can't believe that you'll do it. We got to have confidence that God will do it. Amen? Verse 4. We understand that we got to count. James instructs us that we have to count. But then he tells us how we have to be confident. Then he tells us now that you have to be complete. So when you're confident, God is trying to bring a completion in your life. Verse 4. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Let patience have. Patience is her. I just told you patience is Sarah. She's the mother of patience. And then you got to see something now. He says, let patience have her perfect work. So when you give her something, she gives you something. But she gives it to you better than when you gave it to her. So when we have patience in what God, if we take the word of God and our patience and put it together, the word, the Bible said the word is designed to bring forth something. He said that he sent his word to us and he healed us. He sent his word, amen, and his word, he said that I sent my word to prosper the thing whereunto I sent it. So God is sending his word to you and to you and to you to prosper you, to make you better than you were before his word. It's no way that you'll be able to receive a word from God and you not get better. It's no way you should not get bitter, you should get better. It's no way that you should get weaker, but you should get wiser. Oh, yeah, we got to get to a point that we realize that I'm confident and I know God is making me complete. Look at this. He said, but let patience have her perfect work. We got to see what the word perfect means. Is the word in the Greek is teleos. And what it means is perfection of purpose. Not that we'll be perfect and never make a mistake. Because he said, when you fall. Not that we won't fall into some things, amen? But he's talking about a perfection of purpose. In other words, it's just like a child who's growing up. Once they hit a certain age, you stop growing. You don't stop making mistakes, but you hit the level of perfection of where you're going to be in life. You may never get much taller than 5'8", but you've hit a perfect height for you. You hit a place where God said, that's enough. You don't have to grow in that way anymore. I wish I had help. Oh, yeah. And so what happens is that patience bring you to the point that you need to be. Patience bring you to a height and a level that you need to be on. I wish I had help. In other words, that when I'm going through my stuff, I've been on this level, but patience bring me to a higher level so that when I go through those same things, I won't look at it the same way. I won't panic this time because I went through it before and I saw that God made a way. And so now I don't panic, I trust. Wish I had help here. I've gotten on another level. That's why the scripture says I need to go from faith to faith in this. I got to grow in my faith. I got to grow in my spiritual stature. And so patience will get me there. Patience accomplishes the purpose of strengthening and making you wiser. It makes you more mature. Come on and say amen. And so it puts you in a position to receive. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Patience put me in a position to where I'm patient enough to receive what God has for me. You see, I got to get it in my mind that sometime what I ask God for, I have to be patient for it because of the special order. Lord, help me today. You know, I made a special order before. I made a special order at one of the fast food restaurants at KFC. I made a special order of wings. Come on and say amen. And when I got there, they said, your wings are not ready, but if you pull up, we will bring them out to you. And while you wait, would you like to have a free and courtesy drink on us? I got the drink and I pulled up. Come on and say amen. Meanwhile, I saw people coming by, getting their food and passing by me. Getting their food and passing by me. Because I knew I had to be patient because of my special order. Boy, somebody ain't getting this. I had to be patient and wait for my special order. But, you know, in the meantime, they gave me something to satisfy me while I wait. Now, if God ain't better than KFC, I don't know what. God will give you something to hold on to while you wait. But while you're waiting, you know, I won't have to be thirsty because I got something to drink. God, you'll give me what I need. Oh, yeah, I got a special order. And so by the time, look at this. Everybody that went to the window, they got their order and they drove off. They got theirs passed through the window. But I found out that when you got a special order, it comes through the door. They came out the door. And they handed me my box of chicken. And they said, here you go. Your order is ready. And what I'm trying to tell you today is that you need to be patient when you order something special. You know what you ask God for? It takes a little more time to get you your blessing. What you ask God for, you got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And sometimes it's going to take a little longer. But while I'm waiting, I'm not getting impatient because I see somebody pass by me. I'm just going to take me a sip. What I need to do is sip on the word. Every time I see somebody go by, I got something in my hand to remind me that it's coming. But you know what? One day, what happened to me? I sat there long enough until I drank all of my drink, and they came out and they gave me another one with my food. And sometimes God will give you more than enough. He is a God of more than enough. Oh, come on and say amen here. He will complete you. And you know, nothing completes an order like a drink. I wish I had help here. God will complete you. It makes you wiser. And so when we talk about Sarah and Abraham, they had to wait on the Lord in order for them to get their blessing. God had promised it to them. They waited 25 years, but they didn't say it wasn't going to happen. They said, we know that God will. We know that he's faithful, because if God said it, it'll be done. Can I get a witness here? We got to understand something. The Bible said that Jairus, do you remember who he was? He was the young man that had a daughter that was dying, and he asked Jesus to come to the house. But while Jesus was on his way, there was a lady with an issue of blood for 12 long years. She stopped Jesus by touching him. Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? She came out trembling and said, I'm the one that touched you. Now, while all this is going on, Jairus' daughter is dying. He don't know what to do. He said, Jesus, hurry on and get to the place of my house. I need you to get there. What this woman doing? She stopped you in your tracks. We need to get on the road. You know how it is. I need Jesus to hurry up. But Jesus has stopped over here helping somebody else. But all of a sudden, the bad news came while they were standing there waiting for Jesus to have a conversation with a woman who had an issue of blood. There came a messenger from the house that said, don't worry, the master. Your daughter is already dead. And Jesus told this man, he said, don't be afraid, only believe. I
want to say those words to you. I want you to hear me today. You don't have to be afraid of what you're going through. But God says only believe. Do I have anybody that said I'm not afraid, but I'm going to believe? You got to cast out all fear, because fear expels your faith. Now I need to have faith that dispels fear. Do I have anybody that say I'll have faith in the living God, that God will do it when he said he will? He'll do it in his own time. Oh, come on and say yes. The scripture says this: be not weary in well doing, for you'll reap if you faint not. Tell somebody, I'm not going to faint. Say, neighbor, I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm not going to do a Marvin Gaye. I'm not going to holler and throw up both my hands, but I'm going to press on. Can I get a witness here? The Bible says that when Jesus came to Jairus' house, they had a special order. He said, Talitha kumma, which means damsel, arise. He spoke a few words to her. She rose up. Jesus said, now give us something to eat. Oh, come on and say amen. But before Jesus did that, the Holy Ghost just reminded me that Jesus put all the doubters out. There's no doubters allowed. Get the doubters out your life. Get the doubters out of your dreams. Get the doubters out of your purpose. Can I get somebody that said no doubters allowed? I want to give me a shirt that got doubters in the middle and a bar that goes across that said, no, no doubters allowed. In other words, only people of faith. I want you in my life. People that believe with me, I want you to pray for me. Can I get a witness here? The Bible says that the Holy Ghost came, but it came after Jesus told the disciples. He said, apostles, go and wait on it. Wait until you be endued with power. Some of us need to wait until the power comes. Sometimes the power don't come on the first day. They waited 10 days before the Holy Ghost fell. And sometimes we may have to wait for a season. Stop looking for one day. I'm not looking for a day. I'm looking for a season. Because every dog has a day. But a child of God has a season. The Bible says in Psalm number 1, he said, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water who will bring forth fruit in your season. Do I have anybody that say, I got fruit, I got patience, I'm bringing it forth. So after I go through, after I've been through trials, after I've been through tribulation, I still got joy. There's a joy in being patient. After you get your blessing, then you can get up and praise the Lord. You think I'm praising him now? Watch when I get my blessing. Will you think I'm praising him now? Wait till I get the keys. You think I'm praising him now? Wait till I get the test results. You think I'm praising him now? Just wait until I get the house. You think I'm praising it? You just wait until you see me driving away in it. See it. You just wait. You think I'm praising it just because I got a little money? You just wait until I get up and I get to heaven. He's going to give me a white robe. You just wait. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you just wait. You just wait. I believe. I wait and see what the end is going to be. I'm not moving. I'm not shaking. I'm not running away. But I'm waiting on the Lord. Say yes. Anybody here waiting on the Lord? I'm waiting on him. But the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He'll give me strength when I'm weak. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They'll walk, anybody walking, and not faint. So I'm going to wait on him. See it. See it. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? Won't he bless you? Won't he keep you? Won't he keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him? I need peace. Well, if you need peace, think about Jesus. See it. Whatever you need, God's got it. He'll give me peace that surpasses all understanding. Won't he do it? He'll give me joy unspeakable. I can't tell you what I feel, but I can show you that I feel good by my praise. I got joy unspeakable. I got joy down on the inside. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I was weak, but I feel strong because of God on the inside. Won't he strengthen you? Won't he make a way? If you wait on him, won't he bless you? He won't disappoint you. Won't he be your savior? Won't he be your healer? Won't he be your deliverer?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr.